I am here with Brother Nels Henson. He is the department chair of the Applied Life Science Department at BYU-Idaho. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for coming. And you are the devotional speaker on Tuesday. And the title of your talk is The Connection Between Ministering and Exaltation. What made you want to talk on that topic?
Oh, that's a great question. I was given the assignment to speak in devotional back at the end of winter semester. And as I thought about what it was that I could speak on, that I was feeling impressed to speak on, it just so happened that conference came that weekend, and I was thinking about what was going to change now that President Nelson had introduced the new ministering program and replacing home and visiting teaching. And as I thought about that, and I thought about what ministering actually meant, I spent some time thinking about why that. And through studying and reading the scriptures during that time, I came to realize, I think that this is the way that we prepare, the only way to prepare for eternal life and exaltation with our Heavenly Father is through learning how to minister.
What were some of the things that you learned about ministering through studying about ministering?
Some of the things that I learned about ministering had to do with not only its effect on the people as you serve them, but also the effect that it has on you as a person. And so if you were going to engage with purposeful ministering, it would probably mean that you would need revelation from Heavenly Father and feel inspiration from the Holy Ghost. And so if you're doing that in your prayers, I would imagine that prayers would become more meaningful as you purposefully sought that guidance and that revelation. And so I think it would have changed your prayers, and it changed my prayers. And then it would start to change the way that I saw other people and interacted with other people. And as I tried it, that is what happened.
Yeah. And you shared an experience about, in your devotional talk, about a student, about a personal experience that you had with a student. Can you explain more about that experience?
Is this the experience with the postcard?
Yes.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's a fantastic experience that a student shared with me through email. And she sent me an email and said that during the two-week challenge that I gave her and these other students that had been found for me to work with, she got inspiration to send her great aunt a postcard. And I thought that was funny when I was reading her email, because I thought, nobody sends postcards anymore. And she said that as well. So she got this inspiration to send a postcard to her great aunt, and she didn't know what to say, and so she just said some nice things to her aunt and sent it off. And 4 days later, she got a phone call from her aunt, her great aunt, and she said that she had just had surgery a few days before on her feet, and she was feeling really bad. She's feeling kind of low, until her husband came in with the mail, and there was a postcard from this student. And she said how good that made her feel to know that somebody was thinking about her.
Yeah. Something that I like about ministering is that, and I've had to learn this, because for the first time I was like, I have no idea what ministering is. And I've also had to learn and really study about what ministering was. But it's the simple acts that we sometimes don't even realize that are a big deal to somebody else. But just sending a postcard, for example, can really not only impact somebody's day, but really just make our testimony so much stronger, because we see, you know, the Spirit working and, you know, the love of Christ and all of this. So that's something that, while I was reading example, I was like, those little things make such a big difference. And just being prompted by the Holy Spirit, I think, has to do a lot with ministering.
Oh, I think so. I think that as I prepared to write the devotional talk, and as I work with the students, one of the things that I talked to the students about, and that I even tried, was just to help them be aware that when we engage in daily ministering, it's small. Mm-hmm. It's simple things.
Yeah.
It shouldn't cost anything or very much. And the most amazing thing I felt like when I would kneel down and pray and ask Heavenly Father for inspiration or guidance on who I should minister to that day or the next day, the answers would come pretty quick. The inspiration would come fairly quickly. And almost always, it was something small.
Yeah.
An example of that is with one of the times that I was praying, I had an impression that I should just listen to my 6-year-old daughter. We get into the habit of not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard thing for us to do, to really listen to somebody else and to be present with them and only want to talk about what they want to talk about. And I did it. And I listened to her. And as I talked with her and listened to her that next day, I did begin to see her a little different than I had in the past. I grew to love her more.
Yeah. And going back to the devotional, what are some of the messages that you're hoping to pass on to students and faculty and anyone that's listening to your devotional?
Sure. A couple of things that came out as I talked to the students and got ready. So we prepared these videos that will be shown during devotional. But a couple of things that came out of those conversations with the students is that while the students were participating, on their own accord, they began realizing that I need to stop spending so much time on my phone, or I need to unplug.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take my earbuds out and talk to people who are around me. I think so often we hear that.
Yeah.
And we hear people tell us, oh, you should do that. You should really think about keeping your phone off. Don't listen to something all the time. Be talking to people. But it's one thing to be told that. And it's another thing to feel that,
mm-hmm.
because you're trying to do what the Spirit is telling you to do. And I think that our Heavenly Father does want us to connect with other people. And as we engage in ministering, we have to get outside of ourselves.
Yeah.
And which will mean that we have to stop just listening to something all the time, or looking at our phones all the time, or being on video games. That's not what everybody's doing,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And there's a lot of productive things that people do. But I know that we pass up a lot of fantastic opportunities to get to know the people around us when we disengage.
No, and with that, it just made me think of the challenge that President Nelson gave to the youth in a recent devotional about doing the 7-day social media fast. And tried it along with them, and I just remember the first few days I was like, this is gonna be hard. I was like, I thought it was gonna be really easy, but I was like, my finger just automatically went to like that app that I knew where it was. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But after a while, like, I realized how much I didn't need those in my life. I mean, I re-downloaded some of them, but some of them I was just like, I don't really need them. I've spent too much time on them and they don't really do anything for me. So taking that challenge and, you know, taking those times to really think about, like, what really is important? Is it spending a lot of time on social media or on games or anything like that, rather than being with people that you love and spending time with people? So it just made me realize of that.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And is there any other message or theme that you want them to take away with from this message?
Yeah. One of the big ones is that every day we have the opportunity to practice either becoming more like God or more like our natural selves.
Yeah.
And if our goal really is to live with our Heavenly Father again, to have eternal life and exaltation, then what are we getting ready for?
Mm-hmm.
How are we practicing? And that to me is what daily ministering would do. If we engage in that, then we're like the Good Samaritan, who when he saw the man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, beaten and dying, that he went to him and he helped him, even though he knew he wasn't going to get anything out of it and it was going to cost him something to do it. And that's totally different than how the thieves and the priest and the Levite saw that man. They saw him either as someone to engage with because they would get something for nothing, or they wouldn't engage because they wouldn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way, as we minister, I think the way that we see other people changes. And we may have to give up something in order to help someone. Because I think in reality, we're all the person who's traveling from Jerusalem
yeah.
to Jericho. We're all dying. And we can be like the Samaritan and reach out and help and heal. And there's nothing that heals like love.
Absolutely.
And feeling like you're loved. And that's connecting with people is a huge thing. And it's small. It's so small. Just to talk to someone, to listen, and to be sincere and not want anything in return.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And lastly, what are some of the main takeaways that you learned while preparing for this devotional?
Oh, that's a great question. What did I learn as I prepared for the devotional? So I've been a faculty member at BYU Idaho for 5 years, and I've attended devotionals, and I've listened to the things that have been shared. But as I prepared from the beginning, mm-hmm. of this semester, and I'm the last devotional.
Yeah.
As I've prepared almost every week, the things that I was thinking about and studying about and writing about, the speaker would talk about. And I thought, how amazing is that? That if I took a little bit of time, because it wasn't a lot of time, but if I took a little time to really think about devotional and make it a matter of prayer, that I would find that the things that God was telling me are the exact same things, or pretty close to the same things,
yeah.
that he's telling these other people that are preparing, which means that he really does care. The messages that are shared in devotional are meant for us.
Yeah.
They're meant to help us improve our lives, and if we come ready and we prepare ourselves, that we'll know.
Thank you so much for joining us, Brother Hansen, and we are looking forward to your devotional.
Thank you.